Darren Moore, thank you for your time. First of all, congratulations on getting the Port Vale job. What attracted you to Vale Park, considering you spent the majority of your career as a manager in the Championship?
Yeah, no, for me, it was the project here that I see here going at the football club, and that's been implemented right from the top, right the way through, even to on Saturday when we played Stevenage here, I sent a real close colleague of mine, a representative, to come in here and sit amongst the Vale fans and just give me his experience of it. And he just said that what a passionate support base it was, which I always knew. You know, I've been coming here as an opposition player or manager, and always felt Port Vale's always been a solid football club with a passionate fan base. So when there was the interest came in and I spoke to Dave and Carol, we all aligned in terms of our views and what we want from this football club. I see Port Vale as a football club that wants to progress going forward, but that's not just on the pitch, that's all around the football club, right from the top to the bottom and throughout the communities of this football club. So that was the biggest thing what attracted me to this football club, to become manager here. It's an honour for me to be part of this, the project and the process of moving Vale forward. It speaks volumes for itself, so I had no hesitation in securing my services here. And as far as I'm seeing it, I joined a team, a culture here, because everybody's got their part to play. And to be manager at this football club at this time is a special time for me.
You talk about the project and they've given you a five and a half year contract. Do you see that as something that gives you the chance to build something here, but then equally the pressure of 5.5 years, people will look at that as well?
Yeah, for me, it's the process here is to build, you know, and that's the reason why the here and now is to keep the club in this division. That's the here and now focus. And then once you've done that and achieved that, then it's about then building going forward and progressing this club moving forward. The club's evolving, the club's moving forward, the club's got a forward vision that's implemented in there, and I really wanted to be part of that, really. And we know that everybody will focus on the team, and rightly so, but there's loads of different aspects of this club moving forward, and along that the team must continue to move forward as well.
Obviously last night against Peterborough was postponed. Have you had much chance to get to meet the players? Obviously you had probably training this morning.
No, we didn't get to meet the players because with the game, I think I was 6 or 7 miles away from getting down there myself when the game got called off. So what we just did with the team was we turned the coach around and got them back. Today was a scheduled day off for them. So you got to look at the mental capacity of preparing for the game and everything else, and the lateness of the game and the lateness the players would have got back. So what we did was maintain and gave them the day off as normal. And what it's allowed me to do is meet all the internal staff and some of the external staff today and conduct these interviews and that. So when the players arrive tomorrow, I'll get to see them at first hand tomorrow, and I'm looking forward to seeing them tomorrow.
On your assessments as you arrived at the club, what do you make of the current playing staff here?
No, I really do think that the playing staff here, they're a good bunch, they're an honest bunch. They're a bunch that I feel there's a lot more to come from them. I've been seeing a lot of games that they've played in. I was looking forward to watching the game last night, but with the game getting called off, it means that we get some work done now over these next few days. But more importantly, I'm really pleased to, I want to meet them as a group, really, in terms of that, and meet them individually and collectively. So I'm really, really encouraged to with what I've saw with them. I was encouraged when I watched back the game against Stevenage on Saturday. Credit to the team, credit to the supporters for driving the team on and getting that goal in the last minute. And justly deserved as well in terms of how they applied themselves with the game. So it was a positive result, but it was positive in so many aspects in terms of the team, never say die attitude on the pitch, but the supporters pushing them on right the way to the end. So I'm really encouraged by that.
Finally, as you said at the start of the interview, it's we. Have you managed to formalise a backroom staff, assistant manager and coach, or is that all still to come?
Yeah, no, that's all still to come. I mean, that's all getting into place at the moment. So it's all in position. It's all happening. And I'm sure in due course you'll get to meet all the guys.